Next case?
Next case, case number 10,320, Ruth Ann Probst, northwest of Delaware Avenue, 150 feet northeast of Myrtle Avenue, being Lot 23, part of Lot 22 with the Bookhammer Edition. A special use exception to place an accessory structure without a main building.
Names and addresses.
My name is Ruth Probst, 2021 Foster Hill Road, part of Delaware.
You're going.
2995.
We're going.
Barbara Probst, 1204. Long Range Road.
It's just a shade.
19950.
She placed on a piece of.
You both swear from the testimony about the case to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
All yours.
Gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
I applied for a permit in Sussex County here. I'm from Kent County.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the permit, and then they gave me a building permit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within 3 days, I had the building up. And it's on a lot. I own two lots besides my residential house. My house is here. Behind me, I own that lot, and adjacent on the left, I own that lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on and put the, like I said, I come in for a permit and put the storage shed of 12 by 20 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got it done, then I got some letters from Sussex County saying it wasn't in compliance of what I'm supposed to. But I'm planning on building on that lot, like putting a mobile home,
mm-hmm.
because it is a mobile home lot. All my lots in Oak Orchard, if you know the Bookhammer Estates, all are mobile home lots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning on very soon putting probably a mobile home in there with the shed. And I went around to my neighbors and I asked them if they had any problem.
Right.
And they gave me some letters, if you guys would like to take a look at them.
Are these letters in favor?
Yes, yes, sir. They're all my neighbors across the street.
Mm-hmm.
What are you planning to build? I put a mobile home on that?
Yes.
When?
I probably within a year.
In a year?
Yeah, I'm clearing the lot right now. It's kind of woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I might as well take advantage of it. I've had it for 25, 30 years, you know what I mean? So I might as well go on and do something with it because it's just been sitting there.
Right.
You say you own two adjacent parcels, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I do.
And what's on those parcels?
Nothing.
Okay, so you don't have...
No, my residential house is here, and the next lot is behind me. There's where I put the shed.
Okay, oh, so you have a home on an adjacent
yes,
parcel?
Yes, I do. I own three parcels right there together. And nothing's on the others. They're just clear lots, been sitting there, that's all.
Are the other two parcels you're referring to, do they run perpendicular to this parcel?
Yes, right together.
So basically you own that whole blocked area?
Yes, I do.
Area. Okay.
I've had it for, like I said, about 35 years.
Okay. Did you submit a drawing with the building on it?
I have nothing with it. I have no drawing.
No, I didn't.
You didn't submit anything, did you?
No, they came out, like I said, it's a 12 by 20. They came out and posted it, and some girl did, and she told me, she said, we made a mistake. We issued a permit, you know, and I didn't know that you can't build a shed, little storage shed on a piece of ground that you own. I did the proper things. I tried to get the permit and do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So your plans are to build a home on this parcel?
Yes, I'll probably put a mobile home on.
You have no plans to combine the parcels?
No, not yet.
So when you came and applied for the permit, you
yes.
just applied for a shed? You didn't,
yes, I did.
They didn't inquire as to whether or not it had a home on it or anything?
No, they never asked me anything, sir. And they just, here's the thing, the permit that I applied for. And then the lady, I've had this in the window. You can see the tape and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in the window, and I built a little shed. And I don't have anything really in it. I'm not using it for much. Maybe a couple storm windows.
I was using it for storage of my property when I was moving in between.
She was in the process. She sold her house, and she's my daughter, and she said, Mommy, do you mind if I stay at the beach house? I said, okay. Well, she rented where she moved for before. She rented one of them pods or something. They're quite expensive. And she didn't know how long her money would come in. Finally, it came in. She went and bought a place. But meanwhile, I built that really just to put her stuff in so that she wouldn't have to, you know, rent that pod.
And I was with her when we got the permit, and
yeah,
they never asked, you know, if there was any dwelling on that property.
No.
And there's no room on the property where the home is. There's already a shed, and there's really no room to put another shed. She had she was using her shed, so.
Okay.
You know, when it's your children, you stuff everything you can so it won't be ruined. So I try to help her out.
Okay, ma'am.
Isn't it standard procedure to check to see if a dwelling's on the parcel in that situation?
It normally is, but sometimes if they, you know, it's a person will come in, they'll ask if they want to put a shed on, and say they're busy doing something else. They're supposed to ask you what's on the property.
No, they just said, what do you want to do? And we told them, and, you know, we said, want to put a shed, but I never knew that you can't, you know, I don't think. Up in Kent County, I usually don't have a problem. You know, you go and get the permit, but it's different from Sussex. And I try to.
Kent.
Oh, yeah, Kent.
And they ask 400 too when they bring it up. It'll show if there's anything on that property.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not up to the property owner to know that, I would think.
No, not much they're asked, you know.
Right.
Well, was the permit issued wrong? No fee on a permit.
Yeah, correct. Because they're not supposed to have the shed on there. They issued it wrong.
So that's why they waived it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
What? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you got that on 7208, right?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
It shows nothing on there. That's the image.
Right.
It shows nothing.
Which should have been caught by the office.
Okay.
It's the permit counter that does this. Okay,
right.
Got it.
Yep. Permit section. Yeah, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, let the record show I have five people surrounding her that are in favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,320. I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,320. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Case number.